A new show on network TV with a pretty familiar face. Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine is joining us, and Josh Charles in a new show on Fox.
Yeah, and it's a show that will not feel new to a lot of people who have watched Doc Martin over the last decade or so on PBS stations, a British series that has been syndicated to PBS. But Doc Martin has been Americanized into a show called Best Medicine. Fox premiered it, previewed it on Sunday, but it goes into its regular time spot tonight on Fox. It airs on Tuesdays normally. But the idea here is that he's playing this doctor by the name of Martin Best, and people call him Doc Martin, and he says, "Stop calling me that, because I don't think they want to..." It's sort of like an in-joke. They don't want to be able to be confused with the original series. But the storyline behind Martin Best is that he gave up his Boston surgeon practice because he has developed a bizarre aversion to blood, which really makes him look kind of weird to be even a town doctor. But he goes to this small town in Maine, becomes their doctor. He's not a people person, so it's going to take him a while to warm up to them and vice versa. There's a lot of quirky people. The tone of the show is sort of more like comedy than drama some episodes. So it's a very light series, which I think for some people might be a nice break because so many medical dramas are so intense. But yes, if you were a fan of Doc Martin, you might want to check out and see how the Americans do it with Best Medicine, airing on Fox.
Well, speaking of intense, we've got some reality competitions returning.
Yeah, two of the most popular on streaming are back this week. On Wednesday, Amazon Prime Video brings back Beast Games, which became, in the first season, their most popular non-scripted series ever. This is the one that Tommy Donaldson, better known as Mr. Beast, who is a big YouTube sensation, who does all kinds of crazy stunts. Well, he's created this competition with a $5 million cash prize. It's almost like Squid Game. They look up at this pile of money, like Scrooge McDuck would dive into it. But you, in the second season, and he brings in 100 of the strongest and 100 of the smartest people to play opposite each other. And some of the games involve brains. Some of the games involve brawn. You never know which. So they're going to have to work together somewhat. The field gets whittled down pretty quick, but it is a very fast-moving and kind of an extreme competition here. But it was a big hit for Amazon the first season, so the second season begins with 3 episodes on Wednesday.
And is The Traitors the show with Alan Cummings?
Yes, it is. And it's a big hit for Peacock. It's won the Emmy for Best Reality Shows. Took that prize away from RuPaul's Drag Race after many years. And it's a highly anticipated fourth season for that show. Already 4 seasons in. But yes, he's this sort of very cagey host as he brings these people together in this mansion. And they play this kind of like mock murder mystery game where there's people working against other people's best interests. And it's a bunch of, you never know who the traitor is going to be. And the cast is full of people that you will be familiar with if you were fans of reality television. Football mom Donna Kelsey is in there as well, so she always likes the spotlight. So we'll see who is the most ruthless to be able to play this game, the Traitors, but it has been a big hit for Peacock, and it's back on Thursday with 3 episodes.
That is Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine joining us on Total Information AM.